8:12 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And Jody August of the Dubois Chamber of Commerce has joined us on this Monday like she normally does. And it's so good to have her here. Jody, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. I said, you know, these Mondays roll around so fast.
Yeah, and, it's like clockwork, isn't it? Yeah. Every week, every 7 days, Monday is here.
And no matter if we want it to happen or not, it still happens.
Yeah, but we've had this discussion. Mondays are actually, if you look on the positive side of things, it's a fresh start to a new week. So
always. Yeah. And you know what? I've always liked Mondays. It's the Tuesday that is questionable.
Can get a little wonky there. So hopefully this Tuesday won't be too wonky because it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm part Irish.
My wife, I have a little bit of Irish in me, but my wife is a good percentage of Irish in her. So.
Wow. So I bet you eat a lot of Irish foods and green beers.
Well, we've had corned beef and cabbage in the past. She broke the news to me though that we're not having it this year. I look forward to that.
But, that's too bad. Well, I hope you find another way to celebrate.
We will, I'm sure.
Speaking of, you know, it was Saturday night and I had attended the Leprechaun Stomp for the Dubois YMCA and yesterday was the Shamrock Shuffle. It was quite the event. There was well over 300 people there and the music was good and the age range was amazing because it was everybody from age 80 down to 21. So it was a lot of fun seeing everybody out supporting the YMCA, and there's still some things to look forward to even though St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know our Rotary Club, I'm bringing our guest speaker from Mount Aloysius tomorrow, so I'm going to have to come up with something really cute to take to our Rotary meeting.
Something green,
yeah. Definitely, yes. And, you know, we have the Night at the Races coming up. We have Sunny's Family Expo coming up.
Next Sunday, yeah.
Things do not slow down. Just because spring has sort of sprung a little bit early and St. Patrick's Day is going to be here, but there's still so many things going on in our community. Mm-hmm. But if you are looking to attend another fun fundraising event and you want to support the Dubois Lions Club, I do have tickets available in the chamber office for the Night at the Races to be held on March 28th. And it's one of my favorites.
Sure. So exactly.
I like the ponies.
And like laying down some money on the ponies, right?
It is funny money, but it's still fun.
It's still money,
the
right?
The thrill is still there.
Exactly. Well, Jody, it's always great getting updates from you. Here's something we don't talk about too often. Where is the Dubois Chamber of Commerce office located? People want to stop by to buy tickets or whatever.
Absolutely. Yes, because we have a lot of things in our office. We have cork brooms for the Lions Club. Club, which there a lot of people are looking for. We have Kiwanis Club diners, coupon booklets. We have the history calendars right now for PA 250 for Clearfield County. All really cool things in our office. We are located at the only intersection on Beaver Drive, and it's 103 Beaver Drive. We are right before Dubois Dermatology if you're headed towards the mall. Okay. We're right after Dubois Dermatology if you're headed towards the middle school.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Stop by and say hi to Joe. Or to Kelby, right?
That's right. Yes, we're there Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
Super. Thank you so much, Jody.
Thank you.